Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Okay, hey.
Whoa!
Episode 2, Season 7, Talking Raptors, Barry Taylor here with Nick Rettleton. What a great opening week.
Still world champs, baby. Still world champs.
Hell yeah.
All season long.
As always, broadcasting on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Hopefully, I think we're going to see Zerard at our Halloween bash.
Oh, hell yeah.
On Thursday. We'll plug the Halloween bash at the end of the show. If you're looking for something to do and you live in the city of Toronto this Thursday, we got you hooked up.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be awesome. So more info on that. But first, Drake, here's your royalty money. I mean, you cannot ask for a better global ambassador.
No.
Here's some more change just because you're...
I think he's finishing up an album, buddy. I think when that's done, he's going to start popping
into
games.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a studio in there.
Yeah, for sure he does.
I wonder how often the Raptors have gone there, if they have yet, to play in that full-size court he's got.
That's a good question. Damn. I assume our invite's in the mail.
Yeah.
One, what's the one? It's the thing. Thing one.
Okay, not to spend too much time on this, but just wanted to recap. I was fortunate enough. I got to go to opening night.
Went to opening night.
Friend of the podcast, James Keast, hooked it up.
James Keast, the goddamn plug.
He's a good man. So thank you to him. It was great. We got there what I thought was early. However, it took forever to get in to the venue. And then by the time we walked in, they were out of rings.
Unbelievable.
So we go in. They're like, you get your rings right here. We're like, okay, there's no one there. And they're like, oh, we'll go down to this section.
You know what I don't understand about that? Is if they tell you everyone's getting a ring, like it's not like it's a mass, you know, a surprise of how many people are coming to the game. Like
they know exactly how many people are coming.
And how many rings they need, how many people, you know, how many seats there are.
Feels like simple math, yeah.
Yeah, that I don't get. I don't really understand that.
So they ran out. And then we had to go to guest services and they're like, listen, come back at halftime and give us your info. We'll mail you a ring.
This is pretty amazing.
And I was just like, Jesus Christ, but I will do that because I want this ring.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
James didn't care, but I was like, nobody, we're coming back.
Get the goddamn ring.
So we go in, saw the ceremony. It was amazing. First half was great, obviously. The ring presentation was the greatest, one of the greatest moments of my life.
Yep, I teared up.
It was completely surreal. Like, it just, crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Unbelievable, man.
So then halftime, we run down. I'm like, I'm going, man. He's like, we don't need the rings. I was like, no, I need the rings.
We need the rings.
So we go, and fortunately, he has season tickets. James does. So they're like, oh, don't worry. They're going to send them to you. Your person's going to. So ours are apparently coming in the mail, and I cannot wait. But then they went on sale yesterday through Real Sports for only $20.
$20,
by the way.
Sold out, I'm sure, in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I would for sure buy that.
I would buy a $20 fake ring.
And easily.
Put it on my...
Every single person is getting that for Christmas if they restock.
Yeah, oh yeah. If they're smart, they'll restock it and like pump out these rings to everyone in the goddamn city.
Absolutely.
$20 a pop. Give it to MLSE Foundation or whatever the hell. Give it right back to the Raptors.
Whoever.
Yeah. Give it to Drake.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want that fake ring.
Give me the goddamn fake ring.
I will wear it like a wedding ring. It's never coming off.
Yeah. Did people around you have theirs or no?
The couple sitting beside us, I asked, they had theirs, but they got their they said really early. Like, we went an hour before the game.
Right.
And didn't get ours. But they said they went basically when it opened, like a two or 3 hours.
Jesus Christ.
And got theirs. And then the t-shirts were awesome. Gold Dino, by the way.
Hey? I know. Yeah. Yeah. Not the jersey. Just saying. Just not Tom's jersey.
It was a Gold Dino.
Yeah, they look sick.
Much as we discussed on the podcast last week. They look great because it's just plain black Gold Dino holding the Larry O.B. Dope.
Nice size large shirt.
Yeah, it fits okay, though. I wore it the next day. Yeah, it fits all right. And then out front, they were giving out free t-shirts that said the North supports Hong Kong.
I don't think that was MLSE, though.
That definitely was not MLSE. Yeah. No. I mean, it didn't. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines. And it was funny because we're walking. I was like, oh, man, if I had cash, I'd buy one. And they're like, no, it's free. Take one. And then they just started.
That's pretty awesome.
Handing out the shirts.
Good for them, man. Get that goddamn message out there.
So that was pretty cool.
LeBron's not going to do it.
No. No, he's not. So that was all great. The fans were kind of quiet, I'm going to be honest, during the ring ceremony. I was a little surprised.
Do you think it's an emotional quiet or a piece of shithead suit wearing losers that don't really care quiet?
Here's the thing. Because I put this on Twitter, and I wasn't trying to be like aggressive or, you know, angry.
Yeah, you put a little video up of.
But the game went into overtime.
Right.
And within 2 minutes of overtime starting, no exaggeration, you can look at the video on Twitter, minimum half of the lower bowl was gone.
Unbelievable.
Maybe more. Could have been 2/3, but gone. Like, fucking, they left. They left.
Got their free rings and dip.
It was overtime of the season opener.
After they got their rings.
With the banner hanging in the background, I wasn't even as angry. I was just like, what? I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was also four tall boys, you know, deep at that point.
Yeah, but you can still, you notice more when you're drunk.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
It's the gentrification of the Raptors.
Is that,
I'm not sure what's
happening. Is that where we're at? Because I could see for that game, because it was the home opener and the banner raise and all that, I'm sure the lower bowl tickets were stupid expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get the white collar, whatever the fucks.
Yeah.
Dude, I could not believe it, though. And it wasn't even like, oh, there's a minute left in the game. The overtime just started and everyone just got up and left. Like, they just left.
Like, we're eventually going to get priced out. Like,
if
the success keeps happening, yeah.
Dude, are we the shitty, because it wasn't that loud. Like, during the presentation, it was not that loud.
Yeah, it's weird. And we're doesn't that always happen? Isn't that what the circle of life is, right? Like, we get on top and then all these shitheads come in and they, where's Kawhi?
Okay, yeah,
great,
no, exactly.
Great work. You can even tell it in the food stands, man. The food's getting better in the concession stands. We're getting tweets about trying s'mores or some shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some investigative journalism when it comes to the food. I didn't eat any that night because we were so rushed just to get to our seats.
And plus, you wanted to be there and watch the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be walking around getting s'mores and nonsense and...
No, exactly.
Shawarmas and...
But the overtime, it blew my freaking mind.
How do you not stay for overtime?
Where did you have to go? It was a, what day of the week was it? A Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. It was like 10:45. It wasn't crazy late.
No.
And everyone just dipped.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's, I don't know, man. We said it since we started this podcast. The real fans are up in the 300s. We know that. That's across every arena in sports.
I still love it up there, man, because that's where our tickets are. We're in a group of season tickets, and it's in the 300s, and it is the best people.
Yeah, dude. If I get super rich, I'll get courtside tickets once,
right,
and then right back up in the goddamn 300s. Just experience it, you know. Just swear at somebody right to their face. Kicked out.
Yeah, and not even the players, the people leaving early. Like, that would be the vigilante type shit we could do.
Yeah,
is get down on courtside and be like, "Where are you going?
Where are you going? Yeah, sit down." Where are you going? Sit down. The game is still being played.
It blew, again, my gosh darn mind.
Yeah.
Because all I could think about was like, do you know how many people would kill to be at this game? And all these fucks.
Well, I mean, Jurassic Park was full.
Right.
Like, I wish we could just switch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Switch the whole lower bowl with the people outside that have been there for 4 hours for no goddamn reason.
And man, like, it was the other thing, it was entertaining game. It was very fun.
It was an awesome game.
It was great. There's not a better product that franchise can put out than a championship banner raising overtime win against a good team.
Yeah.
And at least half, maybe 2/3 of the lower bowl were like, okay, I'm good. Thanks. I got to get going.
Got to get up for my job that gave me these tickets that I don't really care about. Working for the man.
Buddy, it was a little jarring. It took me back.
Yeah. No, it is sad, dude. It is. I mean, even during the Magic game, like I can't stand that halftime going into third. No one's in the lower bowl for 4 minutes.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And all it takes is one whistle, and you should be back in your seat. Like, I get it if you're not there for tip-off.
It's counted down in the concourse. Like, there's no reason for this.
No.
You know, a couple people, sure, the bathroom lines are crazy. You're getting, you know, you got a kid that wants food or something. I get it, but majority? It can't be the majority.
Dude, maybe it's beginning of the season. We're burning off that bandwagon or something.
Yeah, we're killing off bandwagoners, but, for sure.
I don't know.
It's disheartening.
It was sad. Sure. It was sad. I was just like,
don't you get kind of defensive though now that we have this big championship thing and you're talking to someone about basketball? They know you like basketball. You know you love your Raptors, and then they have opinions, and you're like, I know you don't fucking know anything about this team.
No, exactly.
But you have opinions. That's how I feel about the lower bowl. Like,
right.
You don't really know what's going on. You know we won.
It's like if one of us, well, I think you watch more hockey than I do, but if I started watching hockey and made comments on the Leafs, I'd expect to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about, you know?
Watch this.
But I wouldn't even start talking until after they win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
You know? And I'd be like, hey, I've got some ideas on Matthews.
Yeah. We should make this trade.
Or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess there has to be, you know, some balance, because it was so much greatness and awesomeness and happiness that there had to be something.
There has to be some sort of negativity, yeah.
There's got to be, you know, yin and yang, night Absolutely. And day. These shitheads leaving in overtime.
Light and dark, man. It is what it is.
But we still got a championship banner hanging in the Air Canada Center.
It looks sick, too.
Looks fucking great.
Come on. Tear up every time you look at it.
Yeah.
It's great.
I might start going to Leaf games just to look at that banner. Get Toronto Rock season tickets just so I can stare at the
someone tweet us, because you'll know better than us, but do the Leafs have the same problem? Because I assume it might be even worse, because those tickets are fucking way crazier expensive, right? And that's very white collar.
Oh yeah,
and also white too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, do the Leafs have that problem with people just dipping early? Or I would love to know that.
It just kind of felt like it was like the opening night was like a novelty to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're champions. And it's like
those people that dress up and, you know, get ready and we're going out. Maybe Drake's going to be there. It's that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's that crowd that you're like, you guys don't really, I don't want you to be here.
Exactly.
I'm happy, you know, you're on board, but I wish you were in Jurassic Park and not in the arena.
Or anywhere else, basically.
Yeah, go watch it in a nice restaurant.
Martini bar or something.
Yeah.
We got two things. That's what I'm looking for. Thing two.
Speaking of Drake, the man's on fire right now.
Drizzy.
Earlier today, we're recording this on Tuesday, he gave custom jackets to all the players that are absolutely gorgeous.
Just fire flames.
Flames.
Fucking wicked jackets.
Scorching, inferno, hot jackets. They've got every player's name down the sleeve.
Yeah.
And then if it's your jacket, your name is in gold.
In gold, yeah.
And everyone else's is in white with their number.
Yeah.
Which is...
And they all got the Canada flag on one side and then your country of...
yes.
Flag.
Hell yeah.
As well.
And then on the back, it's the...
It's got your nickname on that side too.
Oh. Then the Dino eating the Larry O'B on the back.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Awesome.
Wheel of Champions. It is a fire jacket. Drake does merch good, man.
He does.
Does merch very good.
So he dropped that today, and even more reason to love the man. He also created his own alternate championship ring.
Yeah. What? He's wearing them on both hands. He's got the boy ring that all the players got, and then because he's Drake.
Yeah.
And eventually he's going to buy the goddamn Sun Life patch, so he's like, let me show you what kind of money I got here, and made his own goddamn ring with the red Raptor on it.
Yeah.
So many diamonds.
OVO patch. Yeah, I'm pumped.
I'm all in.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. But yeah, the one, like you just said, the one, his custom man, he's got the red Raptor. It's like...
It's fire. It's really great. Those are rubies or enamel? Probably rubies.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. The guy just keeps hitting home runs, basically. He's fucking great.
All across the board. Pusha T killed this man last year, and he's just back, baby. World champ.
Doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
He hasn't been to a game yet, though.
No, I think I'm betting money that album's finished, and then he's going to start popping up.
Right.
Drop a single. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get Drake seats.
Yeah, let's put it out there in the universe.
Come on, Drizzy.
He lists. When he comes to pick up all his change, his loose change.
Yeah.
We'll ask if we can borrow the seats one night.
Yeah, we don't even want a good game.
I would have gone to Orlando, especially with all the...
No, that's what I mean, but I'll go see Charlotte, and I don't give a shit. Let's go.
Charlotte really is like, them in Orlando are just like teams no one cares about,
no.
I feel, you know?
No. Don't even know they're in the NBA most times.
Never winning an
NBA
champion.
Forgot this team existed. Oh, yeah.
Thing three.
Again, the segues. Speaking of that Orlando game, they had the throwbacks on. It was Monday night.
Throwback court, throwback jerseys, throwback warm-ups. Good God.
The socks.
Throwback content. They're playing like 90s music the whole time.
What did you think, all in all?
I loved it. I really goddamn good, loved everything top to bottom.
The white ones. Purple's still
the shit.
Still the shit.
They actually did that Twitter poll on the broadcast, and I believe...
Yeah. Oh, they're doing Twitter polls now.
They're stealing our shit, Barry. Hey. Of course they are. Yeah, but purple won, I think the white throwbacks came in second.
Okay. I could see that.
And then third was the Army jerseys. No, it was not. Of course not. No, that wasn't even an option.
I would hope not. That's ridiculous. They looked amazing. The warm-ups looked dope.
The warm-ups are... I need those warm-ups, man. They're not on Real Sports. I just checked before we record this. They're not there yet, but...
Huh. Are the socks?
No. Even the socks were wicked. We didn't have that back in the day, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
That is fire.
I think that was another level. They stepped up.
A little spice on it.
And then the court.
Amazing.
So dope.
They brought the, you know, when the franchise first happened, they brought out the Raptor, hatched out an egg. They brought those same guys back.
Really?
Old as shit. Dragged them out.
Was Isaiah Thomas there punching through a...
No, Isaiah Thomas was not there punching through, or at least I didn't see him punch through a piece of paper. They had like big mascot heads, which I was like, this is like fake, like Mo Pete.
Oh, yeah?
JYD, Damon Sotomayor.
Huh.
But I was like, why couldn't you get the real people? They're alive. All those people are alive. They just had like the big head mascots dressed as them. You know what I mean?
That is weird. And I feel like those guys got some free time, you know?
Yeah.
They could probably...
JYD could have popped down.
Absolutely. Huh.
Someone puts on Who Let the Dogs Out. He comes out and been great.
It's interesting, though, now that the throwback stuff is throwback stuff. I think a lot of people my generation kind of like it now because... It's
nostalgic now, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But many times before, we've discussed how terrible I thought it was when it first came out.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, well, we're champs now.
We're champs.
You like to look back on the team now. Before, you're like, don't tell me about anything about this team.
It's good stuff.
I'm pumped, man. I mean, I always liked it. I want the purple ones.
Right.
I love that CJ Miles' wife was like, I can't believe we got traded before we got to wear these jerseys.
I know. I love that CJ Miles' wife is still watching the Raptors.
It's great.
So intently.
She's got league pass, I'm sure.
Right. Very good on Twitter.
She is.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lauren Miles, goddammit.
You're still thinking purple Siakam is the jersey you're going to go?
I think I might do the white Siakam just because purple Siakam never existed yet, right? And all just means next year when they do it, I'll have to fucking get a purple one.
But they don't have the gold on the back, right?
They do not.
Ugh. It's too bad.
I know. I don't get it. I assume this was a plan, like a plan from last year, and they did it before.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know why you would. I don't understand production costs, but it's goddamn Nike, so I think you could figure it out.
Definitely. Yeah, you could have a kid sew that on when they're 100% sewing the rest of the stuff together. Damn, I don't know. Yeah, hey man, we can just add our own.
I mean, sure, they're doing it in China. You guys were pretty quiet on the situation.
Of guarantee they're doing
fire it. Fire it up.
Guarantee they're fucking doing it in China.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lost opportunity. They don't give a shit. Those jerseys are going to... I'm going to buy one like an idiot.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So they don't care. It's not like we're going to hold their money back from... I'm not buying it until you put the patch on.
They got us by the balls and they know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll just concede to them holding my balls. I'll be like, yeah,
I'm
all right.
I'm pumped to see the rest of the merch and shit that these guys are going to pump out.
I would hope for Christmas they bring out like the socks and the warm-ups and all that.
Christmas jerseys. I have not been impressed by Nike's Christmas jerseys.
Ooh, that's a good question.
At all, since Nike took over from Adidas. Adidas has some fire ones.
And we're hosting the Christmas game, so yeah. There could be, they could totally do the retro flooring, you know?
Yeah.
Huh.
But that sucks. Like, we already got this one, man. Like, give us something else for Christmas, please. You know, let the guys get their fucking crazy colored shoes, and that's all. I love that part of the jerseys, right?
Right, right.
And especially now that there's no, like, restriction on what color shoes you can wear. Kyle's just wearing green shoes for no goddamn reason whatsoever. Yesterday he was during the Magic game, he was wearing some fire white, blue, and red one Adidas that were crazy. They look wicked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And you pointed out to me a couple days ago, had no idea it was still even a company. Fred Van Vliet wears And Ones.
I'm pretty sure Fred Van Vliet wears And Ones, man.
Where the hell do you find And Ones?
Hey, man, bet on yourself. He found them.
He found
him in a flea market somewhere. Yeah, right. He's like, I like these.
He found the character. Dude that created And One and is like, buddy, I'm going to buy your company. Yeah, he's like, well, I've got...
It's mine now.
2,000 pairs of shoes in the basement if you want them. He's like...
My size? Perfect.
Bet on myself.
Yeah, no, they've been around. I don't know if they're like more so outside of North America now, because that could be a thing, because how the fuck would we know? But
yeah,
I didn't... I missed that time. That's my childhood, buddy.
I had a pair of And Ones when they first came out. Vince wore And Ones.
Those are the pair I had. I had those exact And Ones that the half and half ones.
What a time!
Good lord! If Fred Van Vliet brings back And Ones, like he's got boots with the roots. That was crazy.
What?
He's got his own like line of boots.
With roots?
With roots.
That's so funny. Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Like Tough Enough or something? Like,
no,
hilarious.
Really?
I swear to God, yeah. Yeah, man. He's cashing in. Get it all, buddy.
I feel like he should be like a Mark's Work Warehouse guy.
Where it's 100%. Or a Timberland. Timberlands.
Did you see the Timbos that came out? I think they were, I pray they're female ones, but it was like black boots with the gold logo on the side.
No.
Disgusting. Like terrible.
I have not seen that.
Like it was just... It was just a bad idea all around.
That's amazing.
But they're out there. Lots of options for this holiday season coming up.
I see, speaking of brand partnerships, Pascal's getting that Google money.
Yeah. Hey, man.
And the commercial is hilarious. It's like, what time do the Raptors play? I'm like, I'm pretty sure you should know that. Who wrote that shit?
That commercial messed me up the first, because the girl and the guy and whoever are going, they're like, let's watch the Raptor game. And then Pascal's like grocery shopping and looking at pictures. I'm like, shouldn't this guy be at the...
He's pulling the Hedo?
You know?
I'm sick and he's going to pop up at the club?
How much are you enjoying the Pascal Siakam era so far, though?
It's unbelievable. You just look and I'm like, this guy has 20 points already. How the frig did this happen?
Especially the Boston game, which was kind of bullshit that they lost, but whatever, it doesn't matter. He's hitting like deep threes like consistently. I was like, it's over. This guy's going to hit deep threes. Forget it. Like he's the MVP. We're good.
I'm sure he's going to figure out that like turnovers, right? Like he's just got to get more comfortable having the ball in his hand all the friggin' time. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'll be good. Dude, it's terrifying how good he is.
He's just so like agile around the rim. You know what I mean? Like he's just
spinning and so long. Like just one spin and his arm is at the backboard. You're like, how the fuck?
Love this man.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And then when Giannis gets here, imagine that 1-2 punch.
Man, by the time Giannis gets here, Pascal's going to be better.
He's going to be better than Giannis, yeah. That's a good point.
Even his body looks, you know, he's doing the Giannis. He's getting jacked, man. Trying to look like an alien. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I'm all like, it's just fucked seeing him on all these commercials like that are, and he's just like the man now.
Yeah, get all the money, man.
Love it.
Take it all. Stay the hell away from GoDaddy because you're a superstar. Get the money, man.
Hell yeah.
Get real shit. Let Fred have N1 and weird ones.
Thing four? Four for the... Thing four.
The Raptors re-upped Alex McKechnie.
That's who we needed. God damn it. Load management. That's the re-sign that is important.
Guru. And he was promoted to vice president of something.
Of like whatever that department
whatever
is of the Raptors. Yeah.
Amen. He was
clearly...
Which
I'm like, who is the president of that if it's not Alex McKechnie?
That's a really good question.
Who's ahead of him?
I don't know. Dr. Phil?
Dr. Goddamn Phil. It's,
Pascal, what you need to do.
It's Dr. Ho. He's just got the... he's got his machines.
Dr. Ho, Dr. Who.
Dr. Who could be.
Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre!
Yeah, get out of here. He's not here. The behind-the-scenes stuff we learned last year, as important as the on-the-court stuff. So,
I mean, the on-the-court stuff doesn't happen without the behind-the-scenes stuff.
There it is.
So you could argue that he might be more important than anyone playing on the team.
So congratulations, Alex and Mrs. McKechnie. I know they're both regular listeners to the podcast.
For sure. I don't know if he's married, but...
Well...
Let's hope his wife didn't die or anything fucking weird.
There's someone out there named Mrs. McKechnie, and we appreciate her.
We appreciate
listening.
That lady in Glasgow, Scotland, wherever you are.
But she's, they re-upped him. I don't know. Really, what else do you say about re-upping a trainer? It's good.
OG called him a legend.
Done.
Yeah, so he's rubbing his thighs good. You know what I mean? He's keeping him loose.
Buddy, it's just about keeping the players happy. And if this guy's good at that, give him all the money he wants.
And it's, I guess it's like cohesiveness too, right? Keeping, like, I watched the Clippers game and Rex Kalamian gave like the coach and it broke my heart, man. I was like, Rex, come on, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's tough seeing Kawhi Leonard still. I don't care what people say.
No, yeah. It's because he's fucking amazing.
He is amazing.
Sucks watching him. He's not in a Raptors jersey. He's in a shitty Clippers jersey.
And that New Balance Los Angeles commercial is
fire.
Cool as fuck. We're just like, God. Anyway.
Yeah, New Balance is killing it, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy I didn't I'm happy that fad when I was like, am I gonna buy a fucking pair of New Balances? I'm happy that went away. I'm happy I didn't pull the trigger before I'm stuck with a pair of goddamn New Balances in my closet.
Yeah. It's like a bad tattoo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm so happy. Yeah. Yeah. Broke up before I got that, thank God.
Oh, speaking of tattoos, James Keys, buddy, on opening night, was saying that he wants to get a... He has no tattoos. He's never got a tattoo before. He wants to get a Raptors one.
He should get the Larry O.B. with the Raptor on top of it. Like
so,
the one on the back of the jacket.
Of the jackets.
Yeah.
That was one of the options. The other was Kyle Lowry when he's hugging the trophy when it's on the...
Yeah.
I believe he's on the podium at that point. He might be on the bus. I can't remember. But you know that one where it's sunglasses and that?
Yeah. Or, yeah, that's on the bus for sure.
Yeah, or the Kawhi Leonard waiting for the shot to fall against Philadelphia.
Yeah. I just wouldn't get a Kawhi Leonard tattoo because it was a one-year mercenary.
Right.
I'm like, that guy's a gangster.
Yeah, I think I would go with the Kyle Lowry one.
I don't know. I would do the trophy, man. I ain't putting another man on my goddamn body that doesn't know who I am. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, his name is Kyle Lowry.
Imagine you went up to Kyle Lowry and showed him that tattoo. He'd be like, that's sick. What, you think you're going to be friends after? Or is he like, this guy's clearly a fucking psychopath. Get away from me.
Do I ever think I'm going to be friends with Kyle Lowry?
I always think about that.
All right.
I'm like, I think about, like, you know, think about a lot about Kyle Lowry. Dude, I don't know if we talked about you know, so remember how Kawhi used to sit on the fucking the high chair shit?
The what?
You know how on the bench when Kawhi used to come back and he's sitting on the foam, big foam.
Right, yeah.
I think Kyle did that near the end, but he does that. That's Kyle's got that now.
The foam chair?
Yeah, he's sitting on the big booster seat.
I'd like to try that. It looks comfy.
At first I thought, I'm like, is his ass that big that he's that much higher? Off
hey,
the,
he's got
I'm like, no, he's got the blue pad there.
He's got the padding. Wow. Huh. Yeah, I would try it.
Should get a tattoo of Kyle Lowry's just ass.
Just his fat ass?
Yeah. Just number 7 with a booty.
He's had a great season.
Dude,
so
he's boxing out Vucevic and shit. Like, the guy's a monster.
He's fucking awesome. What a great time to be alive.
James, don't get a Kyle Lowry tattoo. Get a Larry O.B. or a Raptor Claw or something.
I think the Larry O.B. has to be involved in some way.
Yeah.
Because you gotta... Something.
And it's also like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how hard it is to tattoo someone, a person on you?
Hey, man.
You got to spend a lot of money to get a good tattoo artist.
Right.
you know, not someone in Scarborough that can put a Larry O.B. on your leg.
It could go horribly wrong. You're right. Okay.
I got a buddy that can do it. $75. He uses a hanger. Hanger and oil paint. You'll be fine.
Hey, mister. Thing five. We're going around the league?
Let's go around the league.
Dude.
Let's go around the goddamn world. See what's happening.
The NBA is by far the most entertaining league.
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
12 months a year, too.
Not even close.
There's no season. It's just basketball time, 24/7.
Today, that is Tuesday, LeBron sent a taco truck to first responders battling the fires in California.
God bless you. You got to clean up that image.
Taco Tuesday.
Did you see his hair pull back during a game? And who? Anthony Davis was like, buddy, you got to fix your goddamn wig.
No.
Your toupee, yeah.
No.
Yes, and it was all like rolled up at the front. He just matted down and put his headband back on. It was hilarious. No. Like Anthony Davis literally was like, yo, bro, your hair.
Holy
pointing
shit,
at his head.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Peeled back like a fruit roll-up. It was amazing.
I wonder when he made that decision, because remember two seasons ago, he like acknowledged that he was losing his hair finally? Like he was like, oh, this guy's...
Like, I mean, you can't, what are you, you can't deny it. We got pictures, buddy.
Yeah. But he is now, apparently, if he's got the toupee or some shit, like, he's got a good head. He could just go with the bald head.
But I'm like, when you're that rich, you can get some shit done, no?
Yeah,
or maybe some people it doesn't take. Because I know Tory Lanez is a rapper from Toronto. He got his shit all done. He's bald, like, bald. And now he's has hair. And he admits, he's like, yeah, I went to, like, Dr. Miami or whatever, got my shit looking good.
Wow. One of the security guards in my building, often he does the way they paint the hair on.
Like yeah, Carlos Boozer. Yeah.
He legit does that once a month. He comes in and he's got like the Carlos Boozer hair for 2 days and then it's and
just
then
washes off in the rain.
I guess. Yeah. I got to find that video of him losing his hair though. That's
oh yeah,
awesome.
It's on Twitter, man.
Another thing that came up today, Kyrie Irving apparently having mood swings and they could be a bit of a concern for the Nets officials. In China, he did the thing where he wouldn't take his hat off for a team photo.
Which I don't get. And maybe that's another hair thing, too.
Yeah, there you go. And he said you could remove it digitally, and they're like, dude, can you please just take your hat off?
Imagine being such a piece of shit that you're like, nah, man, you can take it out in post. I'm good.
But Kevin Durant came to his defense. He said Kyrie Irving is an artist, so you got to treat him differently, you know?
Listen, man, you know what? First of all, he's a basketball player. He's not an artist.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, Kanye West this whole week has been making me so goddamn angry that I can't stand this bullshit anymore. It's the same. Maybe Kyrie's bipolar. He is needs like help, and he has mental health issues. I'm trying not to fucking go off the rails here.
Right.
And maybe that's what it is, because that's you're a professional athlete. You're supposed to take a team photo. How will you? Nah, I'm keeping my hat on, bro.
Just a bit
what?
Of common courtesy, too. Just as a human being.
You just got to this team after your other fucking city chased you out.
You destroyed the Celtics, and now he's getting ready to destroy the Nets, which was great on their opening night when he scored 50 and they still lost.
Yeah.
Dude, we've said this before, that Brooklyn team last year was so fun. They were like they had everything going for them.
Yeah, it was like a D'Angelo Russell redemption story. It was everything. Caris LeVert was wicked coming back after that injury. It was beautiful. Now you're just like, oh, this guy. Here we go. First flat.
But then his coach responded and said that this is all completely false. But I mean, what else is he going to say though?
Yeah.
It's just interesting that it's happened. It's the first week, and we're already hearing about this guy,
Kyrie, being insane.
Being a piece of shit. So
he's so fun to watch play basketball, though. You put up with a lot of shit. It's a lot like Kanye, man.
Did you hear the new album?
I'm not a fan.
I didn't even bother looking for it, to be honest.
He's got a good song on there with the Clips. They're back together. That's Pusha T and his brother. His brother... went to God a long time ago, so he stopped rapping about killing people and cocaine.
Huh.
But since this is an album about Jesus, they're back together.
Oh, right.
And the feature also on that is Kenny Goddamn G, Barry. And
whoa.
It is fire. Yeah, it's a good song.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he also...
Kenny's banging some sax solos out, and it's amazing.
He must be buddies with that guy, because he also, I remember, had... Kenny G in his home playing for Valentine's Day for...
Yeah, he must be. I don't know. Or Kenny G's a big Jesus freak, too.
Oh, I could see that. That makes sense.
Well, Kanye lost his mind. I can't defend him. I used to defend him for, you can go back and listen to this podcast. I've defended him throughout the years.
Yeah.
Love him to death, but he, I'm good when you're, I'm good when you're trying to tell me I'm going to go to hell if I don't, you know,
yeah,
accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm fine. And you know what? The album, not good. Not good enough for me to convert.
Tough. That is tough. Well,
he's going through some shit.
Yeah. It's been a while now that he's been going through this shit, but
it's been quite a few years. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe Kyrie Irving's the same thing, and he's gonna hit something.
Okay,
born again,
I guess. Steph Curry hasn't been playing. Steph Curry, like,
Twitter's trying to kill that man. Twitter, that poor man,
has eaten Steph Curry in this first week, and I'm kind of here for it. I'm gonna be honest. It's pretty.
I mean, it's too early. I'm not here for it yet.
It's too early for, yeah, I mean, listen.
Legit, I don't, who's on that goddamn team?
But that was the whole thing. Everyone's like, oh, it's Curry's going to be an MVP this year because he's just going to go off. But now he's just getting exposed as this dude that doesn't play defense. And
it's three, four games. How many games have they played? Not a lot. I say everyone just chill, wait and see. There's new pieces there too. Very young. They don't look good though. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If I'm taking a point guard in the NBA that's won a championship, it's going to be Kyle Lowry. It's not Steph Curry. So
it's not even a question.
I believe now Kyle Lowry is the highest rated
point guard. You get that trade right now.
In the
Kyle
NBA.
Kyle Lowry for Steph Curry. Straight up. You doing it? Yes or no?
No. Get out of here.
I agree. Kyle Lowry's got more talent in his ass than anyone does.
Of course he does.
In the league.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing six, many tricks. Thing six.
Someone I wanted to shout out is 14-year-old Toby Fournier. She plays for a Toronto rep team. She's 14 years old. She dunks.
Easily. I saw you put that video up.
Pretty easily.
That's a big kid, man.
Shout out to her.
How tall is she at 14?
Doesn't say. I would guess, looking at this, she's
6'6".
She's 8 feet tall. I don't know. I bet like 6'2", maybe 3. 14 years old, throwing it down. It's pretty dope.
Take that, Bronny Jr.
And she's from here. She's from Toronto. So I just wanted to.
That's hell cool. Yeah. Follow her journey.
Finally. Twitter questions. Thanks to all who hit us up. Got some good ones here. Sagasaurus Flex with the first question again.
Our dude.
This man's on it. Will Nurse flex on Casey by wearing his championship ring tomorrow?
I hope he does. I hope he does. This is what Serge Ibaka did and just keeps putting his hand on his face the whole game. Oh, my God, please.
He should wear it. Like, he should put it on specifically when he goes to shake his hand at the end of the game.
Yeah, and take it off right after. Hold on, Dwayne. Give me a second. I want you to feel the weight of that.
That's a great question, and he should do that. That's hilarious.
Go back and ice up Blake Griffin's knees, buddy. He'll be here in no time.
Vic, playoff Vicky. How can Pascal take a Giannis-like leap this season, and will he? I mean, I think we already said he's...
I think he's on his way.
Yeah. If he's going to keep hitting those deep threes, this is going to be crazy shit.
Yeah, you know who can't hit deep threes? Giannis.
Yeah, that freak. Laser. Will OG get excited about a single block this year? Listen, the man clearly is doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve, I guess you would say.
No, he's got Kawhi Leonard in him, man. He's got that same thing. He'll do it in the finals. He'll make some noise in the finals. That's when you know what I mean.
Okay.
In the playoffs and games that count, you'll see a little emotion because you can't contain that shit. But until then, nah, man, get this shit done.
Silent assassin.
He wants to be on that court for a ring, man. He wants to be on court.
How good does he look though? Like how
he looks.
We're
goddamn.
A weekend, but fuck, it's just great.
Oh man.
The future is, I mean...
He's our best defensive player, right? Like, he's... The dude is nuts.
Yeah.
He's hitting open shots. Like, oh, my God.
It's been really, really
he's good. Done a little couple spinaroos, watching Siakam a little bit. I'm pumped, man. That kid's going to be good. Most improved. Let's get it.
Hell yeah. Matt Stocco, which of the logos on the court last night, talking about Monday, was the best? The center court OG logo, the Raptor eating a TR, the Raptor eating the ball, the Raptor claw print. Matt, that's an excellent question.
That is great. That's right up our alley. That's what we like to talk about.
I'm going to... Do you have another thought?
I think the yesterday, like the old school, just the Raptor holding the ball, the Raptors around it. The one yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
The one from the Magic game.
But what... Which... Because there were the four different... Like he's saying the different...
On the, no, the one at center court is the one I think the, is the best.
Oh, okay.
Logo.
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the one where the Raptors eating the ball for some reason.
Wait, no? Not the one holding the ball. You mean biting the ball.
Biting it, yeah.
Yeah, no, that one's sick, too.
Which was in, I don't know, it was one of the lower ones. Yeah, man, the whole thing, though, was just really fucking great. Dude, so they have three courts now. They have that one.
The normal one and the OVO one. Yep.
It's amazing.
And I wonder if the OVO one's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. He's for sure a splash.
We need more gold, baby.
He's for sure splashing the Larry OB on there.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Hey, James Keast, speaking of the friend. What's going on with Westbrook's hair, and is it close to what Nick would have looked like for his JFL taping had Kawhi stayed?
No. What's going on? I don't know, man. A lot of shit's going on in that guy's life, I guess. It's what happens. You grow the hair out, braid it up.
It is. It's a weird, like... trim with the braids up front.
I don't like the little caterpillars dangling down. That looks weird.
Yeah. Just
put it all back.
But I mean, the guy's always been like a fashion dude, you know, where he like, but that it's, yeah, I don't.
Not sure. No, mine would have looked more like Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's how mine would have looked like. Yeah.
Wow. That's a reference right there.
Straight backs.
Sean Conrad. When are you going to review the S'mores Poutine at the Air Canada Center? Next time we go,
next time we go.
I don't know. The next game I go to is the Brooklyn game in December.
I'm going before that. I think I'm going to Philly, I think.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's
I think,
game.
Yes. I don't know. Depends on how mad I get at the general gentrification of the team. I might not go for it. I might just get a hot dog. Like a fucking OG hot dog. I'll have a look. What am I talking about? I'll get drunk and be like, you know what? A s'more would be nice right now.
S'more poutine, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's some C&E shit for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it's sweet and salty. I see how they're, you know.
But, yeah.
Shit my pants in the fourth quarter. Can't wait.
Probably. Finally, last question. Chad Hickney. Or Hinchy. Sorry, Chad. I don't know how to say her name. Who does OG run more like? A, Mr. Burns. B, a Velociraptor. Or C, Nick. I think he means you.
Who's watching me run, goddammit?
Huh.
No, my legs move smooth, man.
Does he
my
run?
My shit looks good.
Does OG run funny?
Yeah, he does run funny, for sure, because he's this long-legged.
Huh. I'm trying to think.
He runs with his knees very high up, too.
Okay.
And, like, doesn't move his arms a lot. He runs like a raptor, describing exactly how a raptor runs.
Okay, well, there you go. Like a velociraptor.
Yeah, he runs like a velociraptor.
Perfect. Thanks to all who hit us up. Some good questions there. Feeling good. It's great first week to the season. We're NBA champions. Never going to get tired of telling people that.
No, and we never will stop telling people that.
Nope.
And we're cruising. Season's on its way.
Fuck yeah.
Repeat coming soon.
After one weekend, are you still confident with the third place finish in the East?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Because lost to Boston, I was just like... It could have gone either way.
You know, listen, we also didn't talk about the new coaches challenge that's happening. We should touch on that before. Nick Nurse has got them wrong every single game he's tried, which is just hilarious.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it, and I'm like, they put up like a green light. Like when the challenge happens, they put up like a, like it looks like a Budweiser siren. Do you know what I mean? You get out of but it's green. It came out of a steam whistle that he got, and he puts that right on the scoreboard to indicate a challenge is.
I haven't noticed
being checked
that.
Out. Yeah,
the ones that I saw that he lost. I mean, yeah, he lost them. They're like at least
he's trying it. We don't get penalized. Why not do it? Give you guys a rest. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but I'm okay with it though. I don't mind.
It doesn't mess up the game. It doesn't seem like it's taking up too much time or swung anything. And
you can't expect refs to be perfect.
No. I mean, we got some ticky-tack bullshit calls for right. champions during that Boston game, but, you know, we're still the Raptors.
That was like, man, that there was some... There were shitty calls on both sides yeah. of that game, and the Raptors had a lot of turnovers, so technically, you know, they didn't completely deserve to win, but there was some bullshit in that call.
Yeah.
In that game, I mean.
Oh, we're just getting started.
It's all right, though.
The disrespect is never going to go away. We're still in Canada.
I just thought, because we're NBA champions.
No. You know,
doesn't matter.
Everyone thinks, well, the Kawhi's gone, so who the fuck are you guys really?
That's right. Son
just
of a
like
bitch.
The people in the lower bowl that leave.
Unreal.
They don't know who we are, but we know.
Yeah.
We're goddamn NBA champs. Soon to be two-time NBA champs.
Back-to-back. Yeah. Yo, then Drake can do like another back-to-back.
A nice one, though? Just not insulting like everybody? Yeah. Get it. Gets on his Kanye shit. Put Jesus first.
That's going to wrap it up. Thanks to all who listened. Hit us up with Twitter questions. If you're looking for something to do, Halloween, shameless plug. The Comedy Records Halloween Bash at Jasper Dandy, Queen Street East. There's going to be two comedy bands, and I don't want you to think these are novelty, hacky comedy. They're not. The musicians are fucking amazing. There's
just
members
some of the
of
best musicians
July
in the
Talk
city.
And,
yeah.
and Weaves and Danko Jones are fronting this, playing these instruments. Rodrigo Fernandez-Stoll, amazing comedian. He's performing. Garrett Jameson's performing. It's going to be a costume contest.
I'm going.
It's going to be a party.
I'm going as Kawhi. Braid out my hair.
Just wear giant foam hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. Put the Hulk hands on.
Yeah. Yeah. This Thursday. 8 p.m. Doors are at 8 p.m. Jasper Dandy, Queen East. It's like Queen and Broadview. It's Comedy Records Bash. It's going to be a good time.
Six spot, too. Six spot, and it's actually on Halloween, the 31st.
It is, yeah. And I guarantee you'll have a good time. And if you don't, I'll give you your money back. How about that? How about that shit?
There you go.
See you there.
Show up with your Raptors replica ring. You know, see one what looks like in person.
Yes.
I saw your goddamn finger off and take it.
Yeah.
World champs, baby!
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.